following show is closed captioned for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
Eight forty-one, thirteen sixty, 97.5 WTAQ. All the way down. News, talk, sports. Well, I wonder how the Green Bay paper feels about the attorney general candidate. Big headline. Now, I do have to give them a little slack here, which why I will explain in a moment. Big headline. Hap wins Dem AG primary. And then under that, Burke will face Walker in race for governor. Now, the Hap news is news. Nobody was sure who was going to win the Democratic primary for attorney general to take on Brad Schimmel, Republican Waukesha County DA, who was uncontested for the Republican nomination for attorney general. Hap, Susan Hap, is, by most that I have spoken with in Republican circles, considered the most formidable candidate that Schimmel could face. This is expected to be a tough, tough battle. It also sets up a dynamic that I'll be talking more about, and I'm sure other conservative talk hosts in the state will be talking more about in the days to come. For the two top statewide offices, you have two women. Why is this a big deal? Because Democrats are going to make it a big deal. That's why. And if guys like me, and they will refer to me as guys like me, I wonder if they call Vicky McKenna guys like us. I'm just wondering. They'll say guys like me. No, that wasn't a shot. I was poking fun at Democrats. Guys like me, if we say anything critical of Burke and or Hap, it's going to be war on women, misogynistic, war on women. So they're going to be delighted that they're two top, you know, for the two top statewide offices. Yeah, I know I should throw, I suppose I should throw Lieutenant Governor in there, but the reality is it's not. It isn't. The big statewide races are governor and attorney general. And that is no offense to Rebecca Clayfish. I'm just saying during the election cycle, it's not perceived that way. By the way, I don't think anybody has ever outperformed her critics the way Rebecca Clayfish has. I'm just going all over the board to start this segment. But yes, Hap wins Dem AG primary. She beat State Representative John Richards, Ismail Ozane, Dane County DA. I think it is going to be a very tough fight for attorney general. I don't think there's any question about that. So clearly, the Green Bay paper, Hap wins Dem AG primary. And, you know, they have to report that Burke won her primary. I get that. It was about by the margin. I said less than 10%. I think I don't have the numbers in front of me. I think it was more than 10% for Brett Halsey. The numbers were never the matter. It just, I wanted him to be more annoying during the primary than he was to her and Democrats. And I was disappointed that wasn't the case. By the way, before 9 o'clock, we're going to give something away, so be listening. I'll explain. It's an event going on Saturday at the Brown County Fair. I will explain in just a bit here. You may have heard us talk about it yesterday. We've got some tickets to give away. We'll do that in just a bit. I want to focus on two local races before we do that. We'll be talking off and on about the elections through the show, including Governor Walker scheduled to join us at 9:40. Now, I want to start with something that I think is important, a theme seen in several races in Wisconsin. I said it was going to be very important to see how things turned out for the four candidates who were running as Republicans that signed recalls. Signed recalls either against Republican Governor Scott Walker or State Senator Rob Coles. There were two assembly candidates. One in Sheboygan County, Jackie Jarvis. One in Brown County, Corey Campbell. They both finished horribly. Now, Campbell was a marginal candidate anyway. She didn't do a lot of advertising. She had yard signs, and that was about it. She just wasn't, you know, she didn't have the money of the other two candidates in that race. More on that race in a moment. Jarvis finished third in a three-person race. She spent radio advertising. She was seen as an otherwise credible candidate. So I think that is a big deal. But I want to focus in on the Sheboygan County Clerk of Courts race because this had become rather fascinating. A race that usually gets just about no attention became a hotly contested race in no small part due to this show. In early June, I revealed that two of the candidates running as Republicans for Brown County Clerk of Courts signed the recall petition against Governor Walker and Donna Mason, who by almost everyone's measure was considered the favorite, also signed against Rob Coles. I'm also told she initially denied that. But she signed both. The legal community, judges, law enforcement, others, because she's been three decades plus an employee in that office, she was considered the favorite, and the local legal community, those who use the circuit courts, were strongly behind her. She and another employee in that office, Julie Hornberg, both signed the recall, the governor's recall. I revealed this in the first week of June. John Vanderlee's candidate began pouncing on this and ran a lot of radio ads on this station, which if you want to reach conservative voters in this market, you can't do any better than this radio station. And quite frankly, this show. John used that extremely effectively. I'm going to be very blunt here. John kicked her ass. John dominated even more, and hats off to him for utilizing this. But John dominated. He had 7,000 plus votes. She had about 2,400 votes. Tom Smith, who nobody heard of, actually had more votes than Hornberg. Now, what's interesting is I had shamed the local paper into doing a story on the fact that two of these candidates signed the recall. Then they do this screwed-up story buried in the Sunday paper just before the election where they quote a poli-sci professor who also signed a recall against a Republican is saying signing the recall is not going to be a factor. What is he basing that on? For most voters, they don't know anything about this race. They don't know what the job entails. Knowing that someone is running under the Republican brand who signed a recall against Scott Walker is going to be a big deal to them. And I don't want John to take offense to this. I'm not saying he isn't qualified to do the job. But that's why he won. At least that's why he won as dominating as he did. I think until this issue surfaced, I think she was going to cruise to victory. I really do. Just because of the experience. Or I shouldn't say that. I think she had a very good chance of winning easily. Yeah, that's not taking anything away from John Vanderleest, but clearly he has been a loyal foot soldier of the Republican Party. Whether or not this office should be a partisan office is open to debate. It is. You have to run under a party banner. She ran under the Republican Party banner. That she signed the recalls meant something to people who traditionally vote for the Republican Party. There has been an effort here. Oh, that's just so long ago. It's 2012. It's 2 years ago. Give me a break. Doug Schneider's story in the local paper on Sunday, several years ago, two. Actually, you're not supposed to use several if it's fewer than three, are you? Grammar Nazi over there. You're not, my daughter Mallory's producing the show today. Really? No kidding. I didn't know that. Couple is two. Three is a few. Some is four. Several is five or more. I didn't know that was all quantified, or I forgot it. You think I forgot? I probably forgot it. Well, I knew a few was three and a couple was two. I didn't know some is four. That's S-O-M-E. And several is five or more. So it wasn't even several years ago. It was a couple years ago. Some is four or more. Several is five or more. Well, then you get some overlap there. Yeah, with some and several. Okay, that's enough of the grammar lesson. But that's what happened there. Clearly. There's just no question that this was a big factor and that a liberal college professor is quoted in the paper in an effort to make it look like it's not a big factor, and the whole newspaper story was to downplay it. The other race I want to talk about, 4th Assembly. David Steffen dominated in that race over businessman Jeff Geltz and over Corey Campbell. 2,300 to about 1,000 for Jeff and about 593 for Corey Campbell. I want to give you a peek behind the curtain on this race. I considered endorsing in this race. I would not endorse Corey Campbell because she signed a recall. I, however, was considering between Dave and Jeff. I spoke with them both. I asked them questions. I will say publicly, at one point, I was leaning strongly toward endorsing Jeff Geltz because of his business background. I chose not to endorse in that race. And I will say this publicly. When I was considering endorsing Jeff, I was unaware of a presence in his campaign. That would be Terry McCormick. You may be aware Terry and I have a history. Terry has said false things about me. Apparently, she continues to say false things about me. When I found out that Terry was on his campaign, I was not going to endorse him. When I tried to call him to let him know that I wouldn't be making an endorsement, he wasn't taking my calls anymore. I suspect Terry had something to do with that. Apparently, Terry didn't think my endorsement would do much good in that race. Jeff might still have a future in politics, but I hope the lesson he learned is choose wisely and do a little background research on the people that you associate with your campaign. Except for her own assembly campaigns, everything Terry has touched in recent years has turned to crap. And I wasn't surprised at all to learn that he got his ass kicked. And I will tell you something else. Not only did I not endorse Jeff, I didn't end up voting for him. I voted for Dave Steffen. And I also encourage my wife to do the same. You are known by the company you keep. And you took her advice, Jeff. How did it work out for you? And I hope other people who would run for public office pay attention to her track record, especially if they're promising private sector candidates with a good conservative bent. There should be a lesson learned here. That's what I would hope. All right, we're going to talk a lot more about politics coming up. Now, again, there is the Veterans Appreciation Day on Saturday. Veterans Military Appreciation Day at the Brown County Fair. That takes place in the evening. But I have tickets that are valid for Saturday. Right now for the fair, we're going to give away three pair. Callers 456. Mallory will do that in just a minute. She'll take your calls off the air. You'll have to pick them up here by Friday at 1420 Bellevue. Callers 4, 5, and 6 right now. It's 8:56.
Check out the Bader blog online at WTAQ.com. Brought to you by Dual Financial Strategies.